This is a disappearance day of Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Krishnas Kaviraj. When Lord Raghunath Das went to Puri, he got the good fortune to live with Lord Chaitanya for 16 years. And when he met him, he said this, Himora kartavya muni na jani udesh, apane shimoke more kara upadesh. Mahaprabhu, I do not know my duty or the goal of my life. Therefore, please personally give me instructions from your transcendental mouth. Upadesh. Hasi Mahaprabhu, Raghunathera kahila, tomara upadesh takari, surupe radila. Smiling Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, I've already appointed Swarup Damodar Goswami as your instructor. Tomara upadeshta kari. Upadeshta means the person who gives you upadesh or instruction. So, although he wanted to receive instructions from Lord Chaitanya, he said, you take from a Shiksha Guru, Swarup Damodar. Sadhya sarana tattva shika inharastan amitata nahi jani inho jata jan. Mahaprabhu continued speaking to Raghunath Das Goswami. You may learn from him what your duty is and how to discharge it. I do not know as much as he. Lord Chaitanya's humility, saying, Swarup Damodar knows more than me. Of course, Swarup Damodar, and Nitya Lila Swarup Damodar is the Lita Sakhi, and Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani. So in Vrindavan, Lita Sakhi is the guru of Srimati Radharani. She's instructing Radharani in Man, how to take this role of Man. And she teaches in so many other things too. So Mahaprabhu says that Lita Sakhi, she can tell you the sadhya and the sadhana. Sadhya, sadhana, tattva, shika in harastani. So, the sadhya and the sadhana. We have to know what is our sadhya. It means the goal. And the sadhana means how to execute it, how to attain it. Tarapi amara agyaya sharad jarihaya amara evaktyatabe karira nishchaya. Nevertheless, if you want to take instructions from me with faith and love, you may ascertain your duties from the following words. Oh, Mahaprabhu, he's acceding to the request of Das Goswami, although primarily he'll be instructed by Swarup Damodar, but he's accepting the idea that he should give some instructions to Raghunath, and he does. But there's a qualification that Raghunath Das has, which is absolutely essential for one to receive any instructions from a teacher. He must have faith and love in that teacher. And if you happen to be yourself in a position of authority or a position of spiritual authority, you cannot give any instruction to someone, spiritual instruction, unless they have faith in you and love for you. That's why sometimes you find that it's fruitless to try to instruct someone. You see some new devotee, you may be considered an older devotee in the temple, and you try to instruct the younger devotee, but he won't hear you. He won't hear you, he can't hear you, he doesn't want to hear you, and rather he rebels when you try to instruct him. Prabhupada said, if you tell a fool he's a fool, he simply gets angry. So, another way of saying that is if someone has no faith in you, has no faith in you, and no love for you, then they can't, it's no sense bothering to instruct them, because you're wasting your breath. So Lord Chaitanya said, because you have faith and love, shraddha, and he said you have faith, only word that's used is shraddha, or Prabhupada says faith and love. Because the shraddha means that, it means love and trust. We have faith in our guru, shraddha, guru shraddha. So the word shraddha, or faith, it implies love and trust. We have affection for our guru, and we trust that he's a liberated soul, and we trust that he's capable of liberating us, And we so much trust is there and confidence. So that is what's required in Guru. You must have love and trust. And when love and trust is gone, or faith and love is gone, then the relationship is broken. So now Lord Chaitanya answers Raghunath Das Goswami by saying, Gramya kata na shunibe, gramya bharta na kahibe, bala na kahibe, arabhala na paribe. Gramya kata na shunibe, gramya bharta na kahibe, bala na kahibe, bala na kahibe, arabhala na paribe. He said, don't listen to gramya kata. Shunya, gramyakata shunye. Don't hear gramyakata. Don't talk like people in general or hear what they say. You should not eat very palatable food, nor should you dress very nicely. They say that you can judge a man by what he says and what he eats. Prabhupada often said that. If you want to judge a man, you can judge a man by what he says and what he eats, not by his dress. But even a fool can be dressed very opulently and very smartly. But then when he speaks, then you can understand he's a fool. Or by his eating habits, you can understand what mode of nature he is in. If he's eating tamasic food, then he's a tamasic person. So the renunciates in the line of Lord Chaitanya, the followers of Rupa Raghunath, this is an instruction for them. The Prabhupada often commented on this idea that Gramyakata, we should not hear Gramyakata. So what does Gramyakata mean for us? It means Time magazine. It means newspapers. It's all Gramyakata. The extent to which you're detached from these things is the extent to which you're attached to Krishna. You still enjoy reading news magazines or newspapers or hearing BBC news broadcasts. I remember I was once living with two sannyasis, and one sannyasi had this kind of like portable aerial. It would roll up, and then he would plug it into his radio, and then he took it outside the ashram, put it up on the roof. It was like just a wire. It was an aerial. I said, what's that all about? He said, no, I want to get the BBC news broadcast. I said, really? I said, what's the news? The Janma Mritu Jaravyadi. There's no news. I said, do you know what Krishna is doing right now in the spiritual world at this time, 9 o'clock at night? He didn't have the slightest idea. I said, so you should be informed in this news about Radha and Krishna, about the spiritual world. Why are you? No, it's important. I said, what's important? And the person wasn't BBC, wasn't the guru, the sannyasi. So this is not good. Prabhupada very often tells us we should not read newspapers. So this is a good reminder. Das Goswami did not speak. He did not speak like the people in general, nor did he hear what they spoke. Means we should not speak like people in general. Means we don't speak about these mundane things: politics, diplomacy, society. People in the mundane world, they talk about each other. Oh, do you know so and so? He got married to so and so. Oh, really? And then he did this and that. This is not the discussion of devotees. Devotees have no time to talk about anything but Krishna. Amani manandahana Krishna nama saralabe Braje Radha Krishna seva manase karibe. Then Lord Chaitanya, as he's always instructing anyone who asks for instruction, he would give this instruction. Amani manandahana Krishna nama saralabe Braje Radha Krishna seva manase karibe. Do not expect honor, but offer all respects to others. Always chant the holy name of the Lord, and within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Braje Radha Krishna seva manase karibe. Braje Radha Krishna seva manase karibe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya, when a man or woman are married, they beget children and thus get entangled in family life. Talk concerning family life is called Gramyakata. A person in a renounced order never indulges in either hearing or talking about such subjects. He should not eat palatable dishes, since that is unfit for a person in a renounced order. He should show all respect to others. but should not expect respect for himself. In this way, one should chant the holy name of the Lord and think of how to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. The Prabhupada is telling us, he's repeating Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Das Goswami, that one should think of how to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So we ask the question, how do we think of serving Radha and Krishna? What does it mean to think of how to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan? Our thinking is mostly thinking, we're always thinking about maintenance. Mostly we're thinking about our own personal maintenance. Oh, now I have this, I have breakfast, what about my lunch? What will I eat for lunch? Where will I eat lunch and how will I eat lunch? Or I'm sleeping here, where will I sleep? Basically our thinking is like this, for maintenance, eating and sleeping considerations. So this isn't what's told by Lord Chaitanya, that we should actually think how to serve Krishna, Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. So we don't know how to properly think, but our acharyas, they teach us how to think. As explained once, Prabhupada had a disciple, and the disciple said, Prabhupada, I don't know how to think. And Prabhupada said, I'll be your intelligence. He said, I have no intelligence. I don't know how to think. And Prabhupada said, I'll be your intelligence. Just follow my order. Just follow my order. That'll be your intelligence. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chiti Te Kuru Yaikya. My only wish that my consciousness purified by your words emanating from your lotus mouth. So in Narottam Das, he wrote a very important book called Prarthana. And Prarthana tells the devotee how to think. There's some songs quoted in the Vaishnava songbook of Narottam Das Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's given us Gitavali and Gitamala. And these are also books that tells the devotee how to think. What kind of thinking? How to think of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. How to think about serving them. Prabhupada says he doesn't say serve them. We should not try. He doesn't say we should serve Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. Well, we should think how to serve them. We should not just serve them, but think in our minds. This is really Vrindavan. So we sing these bhajans and we think, oh, when will that day come when I can grind some chandan and I can massage Radharani's body with this chandan, or Krishna's body. Shamagori Angi Devo Chandanera Ganda. This is a song we have. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishore. It's in our songbook. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishore. So we think that, oh, when will that day come when I can grind this chandan. Grind chandan and then offer to Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. So this is the actual thinking how to serve Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. So this is one of the limbs of devotion, that we should practice thinking about serving Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya ordered Raghunath Das Goswami this way. So we have to ask ourselves, how much are we thinking about Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, if we ever think about them? So naturally our minds are not very elevated or very pure to spontaneously think of these activities. But at least we can sing these bhajans. And we can think, yes, Narottam, you're always thinking like this. You're in Sakhi Bhav, you're Priyanarma Sakhi, you're a Manjari. And I am following you. My Gurudev has given me this prarthana. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his songs are there. So this has to be part of our activity. Within your mind, render service to Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. So we don't have the adhikar or the elevation or realization to directly serve Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. Because Radha and Krishna are served in Vrindavan in the stage of Sarup Siddhi. When you've had understanding and realization of your Sarup, then, because you have to serve them and they have a form, Radha and Krishna have a form and they have pastimes. You have to serve them in your spiritual form. What is that spiritual form? What is the nature of my spiritual form? What is the bhav? Who am I in the spiritual world? I don't know. I can't say. So our service is the aspiration for service. It's called lalasa mayi. In the songbook we say, lalasa mayi. that we're desiring for some perfectional stage. The perfectional stage is called siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. To realize our sarup and to engage in service in the spiritual world. So in our position, we desire, and these songs are giving us that thinking. Desiring means thinking. Thinking, feeling, willing. Willing means desiring. So we're desiring and thinking that way. So this is one of the orders that Das Goswami, this is his disappearance day, Raghunath Das Goswami. So this is what Lord Chaitanya told him. And that's all he told him. He told him about speaking. He told him about hearing. He told him about eating. He told him about dressing. And he told him about his mentality. Be humble. Don't expect honor. Respect others. And he told him about chanting. And he told him about his mind. What you should do with your mind. Oh, Maharaj. Now I'm chanting japa, my mind. It's very hard to control my mind. They say like that. Very hard to control my mind. So Lord Chaitanya, he's saying, well, this is what you do with your mind. You think how to serve Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. So, for example, how do you apply this? You're chanting japa and you read these songs, or you read different scriptures by the six Goswamis, and they describe different small little pieces of pastimes. Like Chamagori Angadeva, Chandaniraganda, or Chamara Dulaya, offering a Chamara whisk. So when you chant japa, then you try to think, yes, Krishna, someday, some future life, when I attain Sarup Siddhi, maybe I'll have an opportunity to render service like this. By the mercy of Guru, I will fan your bodies with a Chamara whisk. I will anoint your transcendental forms with Chandan. I will offer you Tambul. So to chant Hare Krishna mantra, and to think like this, think of serving Radha and Krishna Vrindavan, means thinking with the desire to someday serve Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. This is how to engage the mind. One way to engage the mind. So, Mahaprabhu says, I have briefly given my instructions. Now you will get all details about them from Sarup Damodar. And then Lord Chaitanya repeated one more instruction. Trinadapi suni chena torori vasahishana amanina manidena kirtaniya sadahi. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, who is always prepared to give respects to others, and very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Eta suni raghunatha vandila charan mahaprabhu kailatanre kripa alingan. Having heard this, Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and the Lord, with great mercy, embraced him. Kripa Alingana. Kripa Alingana means the embrace of mercy. Guna samarpila tanre saruperastan antaranga sevakare saruperasan. Mahaprabhu entrusted him to Swarup Damodar. Thus, Raghunath Das rendered very confidential service with Swarup Damodar Goswami. Antaranga sevakare saruperasan. Antaranga. This is service performed in one's spiritual body. Anga means limbs or body, and antar means inside, like antaryami. Antaranga. Sarup Damodar was formerly Lalita Devi. Raghunath Das Goswami, who was among his assistants, now also began to serve Radha and Krishna within his mind. Hena Kali Aila Sabha. Kodera Bhaktagan Purvavat Prabhu Sabai Karila Milan. At this time, all the devotees from Bengal arrived, and as previously, Mahaprabhu met them with great feeling. Met them with great feelings. Mahaprabhu is full of feelings. That's why he's Mahaprabhu. He's Mahabhav. Bhav means feelings, love, emotion. He's full of different feelings. So we, on this special day, we got to associate with Krishna's Kaviraj by hearing his book. Now we want to associate more directly with the teachings of Raghunath Das Goswami, After spending 16 years in Puri, he came here to Vrindavan and lived about 50 years in Shamakund. And in the last year of his life, he wrote a famous book called Stavavali, last years of his life. And one of the last things that he wrote is called Vilap Kusumanjali. Kusumanjali, Anjali, of course, means folded hands. Like we say Pushpanjali, we offer a Gurudev Pushpanjali, folded hands. The Kusumanjali means the... Kusum means a group of flowers, instead of just one pushpa, kusum. It also means kusum flowers, kusuma. You have kusum sarovara. So in his hands he has a beautiful bouquet of flowers. And these are flowers of lamentation. Lamentation means, oh, I'm here in this world, but you, Srimati Radharani and Shamsundar, you're in the spiritual world. When will I attain you? When will I see you? When will I have your service? This is a very, very special book. And we're just discussing some verses this morning about separation. It's called Viraha Vigyapti, Revelation of Feelings of Separation from Sri Radhika. Angadena tava vama dohe stale Swarnagori navaratnamak malikam Tagucha parishobitam imam Agyaya pari nayamite kada. This is in line with what we're discussing. O Swarnagori, Swarnagori, O golden girl. Swarnagori means golden, golden. O golden, golden one. Swarna means golden, and Gori means also beautiful golden. So, throughout this book, Raghunath Das uses different words to glorify Srimati Radharani, and just say, instead of saying Radhika or Radharani, he says, O Varohu, Rarohu, O beautifully thighed one, O Shamagori, O Chandramukhi, all different names which glorify the qualities and pastimes of Radharani. When will I, on your order, adorn the armlet on your left arm with a new string of jewels, beautified by a silken tassel? So here he is, he's aspiring for some nitya seva of Srimati Radharani. He's in this world, he's a sadhaka, Raghunath Das Goswami, but he's praying, when will that day come? When I get the opportunity to tie some jewelry on your left arm. It's like they have, oftentimes Radharani, she wears a Navaratna. Navaratna are each of the nine planets. They have a particular jewel which they empower. That's the favorite jewel of that deity of the planet. For example, Jupiter, his favorite jewel is sapphire. Yellow sapphire, the planet of Jupiter. So this Navaratna means these nine jewels. Diamond is for Venus. Hira, you say Hira or diamond for Venus. And then blue sapphire for Shanivar or Saturn. And then ruby for Mars. And like this. So there's these nine jewels. So Radharani wears on her left arm this Navaratna. Because when ladies, when they wear some kavacha, they believe they wear on their left arm. Is that right? Kavacha is worn on the left arm for a lady and on the right arm for a man. The left arm is the lady's side. The lady is always on the left side of the man. The Shakti is always on the left side and Shakti man. So this Navaratna is a very auspicious group of jewels. So it's explained. That's why he's saying, I want to tie this jewel on your, this armlet on your left arm. And it's a silken tassel. A nice silk, little, tassel means little like strings. So it explains that through his own life that was full of sadhana, Das Goswami shows that the acharyas are doing bhajan in faithful adherence. In other words, they're following, Raghunath Das Goswami is following Sri Rupa Goswami. Because these ideas are also given by Rupa Goswami in his different writings. And then it said, it is not good to have my own thoughts about how to attain and treat Sri Radha's service. So we, as I mentioned, we don't our thinking is corrupted. It's not, we don't know how to think of how to serve Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. But we can take the guide from the Acharyas, as I mentioned, Narottam Das, Rupa Goswami, Utkalika Valery, Nectar Devotion, all these books we have, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they give us the indication. So, when we're liberated and when we actually realize our sarup, then automatically, just by thinking of a pastime, and you'll see the pastime within your mind, and you'll see your form there, and you'll be there also. It's called spurti, a vision of the spiritual world. And automatically, there'll be service allocated to you. You don't have to think what to do. Your service will be given to you. So this intimate service of Sri Radha cannot be attained without following the footsteps of the teachers of Braja Ras. Rupa Raghunath Apari Habi Akuti Prabhi Hama Bhujava Save Jugala Priti. So Narottam says, when will I be eager for Rupa and Raghunath Das's grace? Then I can understand the love of Radha and Krishna. He's meditating, and he's done some service. In the previous verse, he said that Raghunath Das has put a nose pearl at the end of Radharani's nose. He's decorated her nose with a very beautiful pearl, which has a golden stem. It's like you put an earring in your ear, so the gopis wear earrings in their nose. So now he's waiting. Oh, what else does Radharani want me to do? When will I, on your order? This is agyaya. Agyaya means order. So this is the point that everything is done on order of Guru. When the devotees were living in Vrindavan in 1975, they were running here and there to Kumbh Mela, running to Haridwar, running to Dwarka. And then when Prabhupada came, when Prabhupada said, this is very good. It's very good to want to go on pilgrimage, to want to get purified, to go on yatra. However, and in the course of the next 5 minutes, he quoted this verse 3 or 4 times. Guru Mukha Padma Bhaktya Chite Te Koriya Aikya. Disciple, his only wish is to have his consciousness purified by the words emanating from his guru. So Prabhupada went on to explain that it's nice that they go, they want to go run to Vrindavan, go to Govardhan, but they're not going on the order of guru. We hear agya. Das Goswami says, when will I on your order, Srimati Radharani? You are my guru, you are my swamini, you are my mistress, and I am your mandri, sevite. When will I on your order do this service and that service? And Prabhupada said, if they don't go on the order of guru, then they can't get much benefit. And that this is why the Vishnu Chakravarti, Narottam Das prays in the Guru Vandanam, that this is a crucial point of bhakti and advancement, is to move on the order of Guru. We say, attachment to your lotus feet, Sri Guru Charane Rati, Ese Uttamagati. My only attachment to your lotus feet is perfection that fulfills all desires. Prabhupada mentioned that we have to go on order of Guru. So attachment to the lotus feet of Guru is perfection that fulfills our desires. So our perfection is attained by moving on the order of Guru. Das Goswami is teaching that. Even at the topmost level, one doesn't do service without the order of Guru. Radharani, of course, is the Yukteswari. She's the leader of all the gopis. She's the group leader. Although Lalita Sakhi, Mashaka Sakhi, and all the Ashta Sakhis, they're also Yukteswaris. They're also controllers or the leaders of their group because they have their sakhis. Lalita has her 8 sakhis under her and she has so many mandris under her. But yet they've given over their control to Radharani. And we're Yukteswaris, we're chiefs or we're leaders. But Radharani, all my sakhis and my group and all my mandris and myself, I give over to you. You're the Yukteswari. You're the main Yukteswari. What is your order? So, this is one point that's being mentioned here. Now the next verse, Karaniyar Upari Chakrushalake Chanchalakshinihite Mayakate Shobakam Nikila Gopavarunam Chakravad Brahmayatam Murasat Murasatram. O Chanchalakshi, restless-eyed girl, although Murashatru, Krishna, who killed the Mura demon, agitates all the gopis, I make him spin like a disc with the disc-shaped hairpins that I place above your ears. So this is the bhav of Raghunath Das Goswami. Krishna, of course, he's known as Chakradhara. Chakradhara means one who holds the chakra. Haladhara, Balaram, holds the plow. Muralidhara is Krishna who holds the flute. The Chakradhari, or Chakradhara, he holds the chakra. And with that disc or chakra, he cut off the head of the demon Mura, the Mura demon. So now Das Goswami is saying, yes, I decorate your ears with the earrings that are shaped like a chakra. And a circular type earrings. But those chakras, they can completely devastate the mind of Chakradhara. Krishna's mind is completely devastated when he sees the beautiful earrings that I will place on your ears. And he will spin like a disc with a disc-shaped earring. In other words, a disc is spinning around. So Krishna's mind will spin around and around in circles when he sees those beautiful earrings. Why is that? Because those earrings that are decorating right around his ears, they're reflecting the effulgence from her moon-like face. And when that effulgence reaches Krishna's eyes, he becomes overwhelmed. The acharyas did bhajan and they also preached. They were exemplary in both. They closed the door of the house and they cried. Sometimes they wandered from kunj to kunj and cried. Cheda kanta matra gai, mukhe radha krishna gai, paridani cheri badhi vas, kabu kande kabu hase, kabu premanande vase, kabu biksha kabu upavas. So this is some glorification of the six Goswamis. They wore only kanta. Kanta means a quilt, patchwork quilt, and torn outer garments on their bodies. But their mouths were always singing Mukhe Radha Krishna Gai. They're always singing Radha and Krishna. Sometimes they cried, Kabu Kande, Kabu Hase. Sometimes they laughed, Kabu Premanande Vase. Sometimes they floated in loving ecstasy, Kabu Bhiksha, Kabu Upavas. Sometimes they begged food and sometimes Upavas, they fasted. Brajapure, Gare Gare Marukari Bhikshakori, E Rupa Kotodina Thake, Gorangera Jota Guna Kohe Rupa Sanatana, Hey Nath Bulidake. For some days, Rupa and Sanatan begged from door to door in Braj, and glorified Lord Gauranga, calling out to him, O Lord, Hey Nath Bulidake, Gorangera Jota Gun Kohe Rupa Sanatana. Tai chadi kunje kunje prema radha krishne kunje phalamula koraye bakshane uchaisvare artanade radha krishna bola kande e rupatake kato dine. Then they gave up this and began to eat just fruits and roots, looking for radha and krishna in every kunj. Anxiously they cried out loud, radha and krishna. This they maintained for some days. Kato dina antarmana, chapana, dhanda bhavana, chari danda nidra briksha dhale, swapne radha krishna deke, name gana sadatake, avasara nahi ekatile. For some days they would spend 22 hours a day meditating, and only sleep for 2 hours under a tree. But even then, when they slept, they would dream of Radha and Krishna, always singing their names. In this way, they did not waste a second. So this is the topmost level of pure devotion exhibited by Krishnadas Kaviraj, Raghunath Bhatta and Raghunath Das Goswami. And this is their disappearance day. This verse, it's Padakarta, this Rasikananda Das, he says, Rasikananda Dasji, he wrote this pada, this bhajan. He says they were very anxious. Anxious to see Radha and Krishna. Anxious to hear Krishna's flute. Anxious to find them. And they were searching in Braj. So, Braj means within their minds they were searching for Krishna. And they were living in Braj, and they were also searching within Vrindavan, going from kunj to kunj, place to place.